Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ahoy, my dear shit shows. So I know I said that I wasn't going to have any new episodes for this month, but I actually do have a new episode for you, except for it's not for me. So back in June, I had fellow shit show member Jesse on the podcast. I actually had him on two episodes, a regular episode and a shit show Saturday episode. If you haven't listened to those, highly recommend that you do. See the links in the show notes. So Jesse is a very valued member of the shit show community. He has very rich recovery is what I would call it. And he knows his shit. He probably knows a lot more than a ton of therapists out there. And especially when it comes to the parts work, the IFS work, he has a very deep understanding and a ton of experience as it relates to parts work and internal family systems. So back in June, he shared on the pod that he was about to complete his trauma recovery coaching program. So he has completed that and has now launched his coaching practice and his podcast, Trauma Unbound. And so he is making this leap into uncharted territories and pursuing his passion and his calling, doing what he's supposed to be doing. And I say this all the time, that this is why I'm so passionate about this work, because we really do get to become, you know, our highest and best selves. And we really do get to create the life that we want to live, a fulfilling and meaningful life. And that is available to all of us. But so Jesse is now doing coaching. You can see a link to his website in the show notes. And he also actually is facilitating an IFS group within the shit show every other week. But today you're going to get to hear the first episode of his podcast, Trauma Unbound. He already has 5 episodes out. You will see a link to his podcast in the show notes. Go subscribe. Go give him a damn 5-star rating on Apple, on Spotify. And let's help a fellow shit show. Let's help a brother out, someone who is launching on this new venture to help other people. So let's just get on with it. As always, Dan the Joint Shit Show. Give me a little follow on Insta and TikTok, at Adult Trod Pod, and last but not least, whatever you do, please, please, please give me and Jesse a 5-star rating on Apple, on Spotify. Thank you. Love you all.
Welcome to the Trauma Unbound podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Deal, and I'll be sharing my own journey of trauma recovery, inviting you to travel with me into my story of childhood and relational trauma. At times, the experiences I will share could be triggering for you, so I ask to please take care of yourself and pause this listening experience when necessary. If you are listening to this, you are a member of the resistance. You have a seat at the table, and you are breaking generational trauma and family lineages. I'm so grateful you are here. If you would like to learn more about me, please check out my website. The link is in the show notes below. I offer one-on-one trauma coaching to those who seek someone to walk with them on this journey of recovery. Feel free to email me with any questions or comments. So sometimes I write in a third person to myself, kind of a letter to myself, from the outside looking in. Kind of gives me some space between me and my parts. Like you're in the bottle, but you can't read the label. So within that space, it gives me the opportunity to pause and reflect more and have more awareness with my own parts and what I'm feeling, and not be so consumed with the feeling or my thoughts. You are shadow boxing right now. The shadow is winning. In order to bring life, you must live life and flow with the river. Stop trying to swim against the current, man. All your energy is being consumed, and there's none left to create. You need to feel in your body that you are safe, seen, heard, and loved. Now go out, because you have the power inside of you to give all that to yourself and to all your parts. Take time for each of them to feel love. Take yourself out on a date. Breathe again. Feel the raindrops on your skin. Becoming one and connected, grounded, feeling alive. You are the shadow. You are your own worst enemy. The only thing in reality that is stopping you doesn't even exist. It's all in your mind. Your mind's trying to keep you safe. By doing so, it's keeping you in bondage, trapped, inside of the cage. The past is repeating itself, a cycle, staying small, diminished, hiding. Stop hiding from yourself. Come out of the shadow, away from the false self. Let go of your fig leaf. Your imagination is your freedom. Right now, it's stuck in the past, creating fantasy for the future. There is no past. There is no future. Now is all that exists. Now time is safe. Act like it. Stop believing the lies the ego creates. Your mind makes up a story after another story. Awake from the lies. Believe in the truth. Stop dwelling on limitations. Open your eyes to the invitations. You don't live in a world of scarcity. The truth is, there's abundance all around you. And who told you you're not enough? You don't have what it takes, that you're too small. I want you to peer into the shadows of your heart, that vast landscape of turmoil, heaps of despair, and see the richness of treasure that's been hidden there. I want you to tell the parts that are overwhelmed, that feel lost, that it's all right to feel all that. You see them, you hear them, that you are attuning with them and you love them. When there's not another track to follow and you feel lost, turn around and return to the last track. When is the last time you felt hope, peace, excitement, that you felt alive? Return to that place and look around. Search deeper, become more aware of every sensation that is rising in your body. It is trying to communicate with you. Listen closely to the truth it holds. Breathe in, exhale slowly, take another step, and remember, you're still alive.
Okay, shit show dudes, you can tune out. This is for my fellow shit show ladies. Are you going through perimenopause or menopause? I'm not quite there yet, but I know that I have plenty to look forward to. Feeling like a wet sock driving down the highway. Night sweats. Poor sleep. Feeling tired all the time. Bloating. Gas. Man, can't wait for this shit. Now, if that is applicable to you, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. So Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 fucking seconds, okay? Now, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. Now, for my younger shit show women like myself, if you struggle from that vicious week before your period, you want to crawl out of your skin, experience cravings, want to eat everything in the damn house, you feel a little bit down or off, well, Happy Mammoth also has a product for you to make it easier to manage your PMS with their Estro Control. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code adultchild at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code adultchild for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So in the book, Science of Stuck by Britt Frank, she speaks about shadow parts and how you need to feed them, that they don't just go away on their own. And they're just like any other part. There's no part of you that's bad, right? They all need care. They all need attention. They all need to be heard and seen. My shadow parts, they're very distracting. And so my two main ones either will play video game or they'll want to watch a movie or some TV show in order to distract. And then the other one, what happens is it'll use disassociation in fantasy, as in creating a dream world that doesn't even exist, like dreaming about the future and the things that will come. And sometimes it can be helpful in the essence of it does bring me hope. It is a very good distraction of not being in the reality that exists right now. The problem is it's not actually getting me to the place I want to be going, right? And so lately, by feeding them, I'm having this negotiation with them, as in, we'll spend 30 minutes playing a video game, and then that's it. And then give space to the other parts of figuring out how to move forward in life, right? And taking tiny steps of action in order to get there, because it doesn't happen all at once. So, for instance, I'll spend some time looking at jobs online. Like, what is a different job I could do for the meantime? Not a long-term job, just something different to do that'll have income, that'll help me get out of the current situation that I'm in, right? Another thing is being creative. Like, either doing some coloring or doing this recording right now, playing around with GarageBand, doing something creative for my overall long-term goal, right? And you could say, well, what does coloring have to do with anything for a long-term goal? Well, what it does is it's feeding my other parts, right? It's feeding my other, the smaller parts inside of me, my littles, okay? It's giving them attention that they desperately need, right? What I'm finding is sometimes it's whenever I get so blended and overwhelmed and I can't make sense of what part is saying what, I've noticed in life I tend to just shut down and disassociate and distract, self-soothe and cope until I go to sleep, and sleep in itself is another coping mechanism until the next day I wake up, and guess what? It starts over again, like Groundhog Day. Same job I don't want to go to, right? The same place I don't want to come back to live. Overall, life isn't changing for me. So breaking it all down, of going back to when I get so blended and overwhelmed, I'm trying to give the parts each what they need, so that the other parts can have time in order to do what they do, like more manageable things. And also allow me to just sit with myself in a state of more awareness. One thing that's been helping me is speaking to myself in the third person. Like, for instance, Jesse is very blended right now, or Jesse is very overwhelmed right now, or wow, Jesse seems very confused about what's the next step to take. And so that creates space between me as in self and the rest of my parts, so I can hear them better, but also it's not shaming me. Like, my inner critic voice of just saying, wow, you're worthless right now. You have done nothing today. You are useless. You're not yada, yada, yada.
Right. I remember I spoke about this in one of my men's groups last weekend, actually. And one of the guys was like, you know, I tell that to my wife. I say, hey, don't talk to my wife like that whenever she's talking to herself critically. I was like, that's genius. That's what I've been trying to do with my parts. I'm like, where'd you learn that? And he's like, I don't know where I picked it up from, but he's studied nonviolent communication before. So I don't know whether he picked up in that or not. I'm not sure. But I'm telling you one thing. It is a very simple tactic that I'm imploring into my parts work that has been very beneficial and helpful to me. And it makes me feel more stable and more like I'm coming from a place of self and a leadership of like, I'm going to take more control and initiative in this and kind of guide my parts and saying, okay, that critical voice that you keep hearing, we're going to adjust that. It's still going to say those things. All right. It's still going to repeat, you know, the negative comments that it has, but can we just reframe it a little bit? And while we're working with you, see, it's not about like big major strides and steps in this work. It's about fine tuning little things at a time. And within the fine tuning of those things, those little things add up. I get so upset of like doing this work and wanting to be healed, right? And I mean, I hear that in groups a lot too, of, you know, everyone, you know, people have been in therapy, people have been working on themselves for years, for decades. And they're like, dude, I'm not healed yet. I'm not to, it's like, it's, this is a journey. This is a path. We will never be completely healed on this side of, you know, of life. I mean, it's going to be an ongoing journey. And at the same time, like, I don't even despair in that. I glean hope from it, because all the small increments, I have to remember to celebrate them, to go back to saying like, good job, guys. Did you see what you did? That's another thing I've been working on too, is showing gratitude to the parts for the small things, the small increments, and letting them all know, right? Which is hard sometimes because they're not always all there and present and listening. At least I don't think so. And I've dealt with a lot of disassociation, so there's been walls between the parts and they've been very segregated. So there's been a lot of work to kind of bring them together and sort of a more of a communal aspect of it. And I'm still not there. I mean, it happens, but I feel for the most part, they're still very segregated. And, you know, I could talk more about that in a later episode about my own internal system being, was a prison, turned into a home more so, but still not the greatest of scenarios. Some of my parts are on the side of a mountain, separated from the rest of them for a safe space, but creating an imaginary safe space for the parts to exist in, so it's not complete chaos and war all the time, like consistent polarization between the parts. It's just one day at a time. That's what I'm finding with doing this work. It's just one day at a time. And just doing everything I can to love myself and have compassion one day at a time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.